各位弟兄姐妹，主日平安。
So peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天是2023年的最后一天哦。
So today's the last day for the year 2023.
也是最后一个主日。
Also the last Sunday.
我们竟然可以全家大小聚在一起，是非常
开心。The whole family we can meet together in one place.
不知道你这一年是平稳的降落，还是紧急的迫降
啊？ I don't know this year whether you're landing smoothly or you have emergency landing.
不论如何。
那么的好，
恭喜你，你达到了。
Congratulations to you that you have arrived.
好吧，光跟旁边人给一个 high five， 我说 you made it.
And tell your neighbors and high five, say you made it.
You made it.
You made it.
Wow. 其实今天能够在这边是很宝贵的。
Today we can be here, it is so precious.
我们特别是人在这个湾区哈，非常的忙碌。
Especially we are so busy in the Bay Area.
每天都是冲冲冲跑跑跑。
Every day we just rush and rush there.
那我们今天是今年的最后一天。
And today is the last day of the new year.
我们先稍微 relax 一下。
So we can just relax for a moment.
然后感受一下，哦，原来你旁边是个人。
So you can feel that the one next to you is a person.
能够在一起聚集，一起敬拜。其实是很宝贵的。
That you can meet together and can worship together, it is so precious.
好吧，稍微 relax 一下。
So just relax for a moment.
看一下你旁边这个人。
And just look at the person next to you.
你不用讲太多话，不用讲什么话。
You don't need to say much.
就享受一下在一起的时间啊。
Just enjoy the moment that we can be together.
Yeah, 我知道有些人开始有点不自在了。
So some of you may feel uneasy right now.
Yeah, 在。再 push 一下，给旁边一个 hug 好不好？
Just maybe hug the person next to you.
然后跟他说，能够跟你一起敬拜神真好。
And tell him that it is so wonderful to worship with you.
让我们一起来读一下今天的主题经文。
So let's read today's passage.
这个很有意思啊，因为年底的时候，我们都要倒数计时嘛。
At the end of the year, we always have countdown.
三二一，新年快乐。
Three, two, one, Happy New Year.
刚好今天的经文就是以弗所书三章二十一节。
So today's passage is Ephesians chapter 3 verse 21.
我们看一下三二一，上帝要告诉我们什么，好不好
？Let's see three, two, one, what God is saying to us.
我们先用中文一起来念，来。
So we're going to read in Mandarin first.
但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 3:21. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. 所以我们三二一建造神荣耀的教会。
3:21. We build God's glorious church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
事实上2023年的确是个充满动荡与不安的一年。
Year 2023 really filled with changes and also turmoil.
但是感谢神，在这个充满改变的时代，我们有一位永不改变的上帝。
Well, thank God, in this forever changing generation, we have a God who never changes.
而这位掌权的主，他也给世世代代的信徒一个清楚的使命。
And the Lord who never changes will give all generations an unchanging mission.
就是要世世代代的教会一同在基督耶稣里使神得着荣耀。
That to all generations and the churches will give glory to our God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，这边讲到与世世代代的教会。
And with church in all generations.
一同在基督里。
Together in Christ Jesus.
使神得着荣耀。
So that God may receive all the glory.
这让我想到一句话。
This reminds me of one saying.
这是英文是这样说的哈。
In English.
If you go alone, you can go fast. But if you go together,You can go far.
单独走的话，你可能会走得很快；一起走的话，你会走得更远。
哇，这个掌声鼓励一下，金牌翻译，是吧？所以，上帝的心意，我相信是要让我们一起来向前走。
So God's will is for us together. We can go forward.
所以，好不好让我们跟旁边人再说，让我们2024年一起向前走。
So tell your neighbors that together, 2024, we're going to move on together.
那当我们一起向前走的时候，首先我们要与耶稣基督一起走。
As we move forward, we need to walk together with Jesus.
为什么与耶稣基督一起走很重要呢？
Why is so important for us to walk together with Jesus?
因为他知道你的价值。
Because he knows your value.
我们从小长大。
as we grow up,
有很多人告诉我们我们是谁。
Many people tell us who we were.
也给我们在我们的生活当中，或是在在工作上面给我们评分。
And also they give points or evaluation for our work and our lives.
但是我相信这个世界上只有上帝真正的知道我们的价值。
I believe that in this world only God Himself will know your true value.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？你非常的独特。
Dear brother and sister, do you know that you are so unique?
你是非常的有价值的。
You have high value.
大卫王很清楚知道这件事情。
King David know clearly about this.
事实上，从人的角度，大卫王是很平凡的。
And from human points of view, David was very ordinary.
他出生在一个平凡的家庭。
He was born in a very ordinary family.
而且他在家排行老八。
And he was number 8 in the family.
我就想，幸好他不姓王。
I hope that luckily that he was not last name with Wang.
事实上，他的父母亲都常常忽略了他的存在。
Even his parents oftentimes neglected his assistance.
他自己也很清楚知道这个事实。
And he also know the facts.
所以他常在描述自己，就是说我是从泥堆中被提拔出来的。
As he described himself, he was the one who was brought out in the dirt.
可是当他从上帝的眼光来看他的生命的时候
，As he looked from God's point of view about his own life，
他发现他生命是极有价值的。
He discovered his life is so valuable。
在诗篇他竟然这样子说
，In Psalm he said this。
他说：“神啊，我感谢你
，The God I thank you，
因为我受造奇妙可畏
，Because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made。”
哇，大卫王他说他自己
，Wow， he talked about himself。
受造奇妙可畏
，fearfully and wonderfully made。
我看这个世界上很难找到比大卫王更自恋的人哈。
And no one like King David appreciate himself so much。
其实他不是自恋
，Actually he's not just appreciate himself。
因为从人的角度，他也知道他很平凡。
And from human perspective, he knows that he's so ordinary。
可是当他从神的角度来看自己的时候
，When he looks from God's perspective and he looks at himself，
原来在神的眼中。
In fact, in God's eyes,
他是如此的奇妙可畏的被神创造。
He is so fearfully and wonderfully made by God.
所以当他与神同行的时候
，Therefore, when he walked with God,
他能够活出神的荣美。
That he can live out God's glory.
弟兄姐妹，我要问你一个问题。
So, brothers and sisters, I want to ask you this question.
回想一下你2023年。
As you look back year 2023,
你要与哪些人同行呢
？And who are the people that you work with?
哇，想一下。
Just think for a moment.
我相信你有与很多人同行。
I believe you have walked with many people.
这些人都很重要，也很宝贵。
And some people are very important and very precious.
但是当你闭上眼睛在想的时候
，As you close your eyes and think about this,
你有没有看见你与耶稣同行呢
？Have you seen that you have been walking with Jesus as well?
哦，但愿我们在2024年
，Maybe in year 2024,
我们真是每天都与耶稣同行。
Every day we can walk together with Jesus.
这位欣赏你的神。
The one who appreciates us,
创造你的神
，The one who's created us,
哦，对你有荣美计划的神
，He has a wonderful plan for your life.
我们要与他同行
，We want to walk together with him.
那我们如何可以与耶稣同行呢
？How can we walk together with Jesus?
首先，我们要专心读神的话语。
First of all, we need to really read God first carefully.
我们看到以弗所书二章十九二十节
，And Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 and 20 tells us.
这边讲到建造生命的关键
，Talk about the key to build your life.
就是要有稳固。
You need to have a stable foundation.
这边说，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 says, Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household. Verse 20, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
哦，我们都知道建造房屋这个根基是非常重要。
We know that for building a house, foundation is so important.
因为你有一个稳固的根基
，If you have firm foundation,
你住进去才安心啊。
That you can live peacefully in the house.
我想我们很多人去过台湾的这个101大楼哈。
Many of you have been to 101 building in Taiwan.
哇，这个非常厉害的一个建筑物。
It's a very wonderful, great building.
它能够经过任何的这个台风或者地震，还可以屹立不摇。
Whether earthquake or typhoon will not shake the building.
你知道吗？光是101的地基就花了超过上亿的美金来建造。
This foundation for 101 building itself more than multi-billion dollars.
但是我相信你不会觉得这些建造的人头脑有问题。
I don't think that you feel that those people who pour this money into foundation is crazy.
花这么多钱盖一些你根本看不见的东西。
Is that so much money to build something you cannot see?
会不会太浪费了吧
？So wasteful.
我想你肯定不会这样说。
I don't think that you will think so.
你反而会很感谢这些人认真的在建造根基。
I know that you're going to appreciate they've poured so much energy into building the foundation.
因为这是一个非常荣美的建筑。
Because this is a very beautiful building.
有很多人被祝福在其中。
Many people are blessed by this building.
弟兄姐妹，你的生命也是何等的宝贵。
Your life is also so precious.
你是建造在什么样的根基上面呢
？So what is your life built on? What foundation?、
我们需要将我们的生命建造在神的话语上。
We need to build our life on the word of God.
因为我们所组织的家庭
，because we build our family，
我们的侍奉
，our ministry，
我们的生涯规划
，and our life plan，
都会在这个根基上面呢。
All were based on the foundation that you have.
所以我要来鼓励弟兄姐妹。
So I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters.
在2024年
，in year 2024,
一定要有读经的计划。
You must have Bible reading plan.
哦，这个虽然好像是个老生常谈
，although we say this often.
哦，但是我们不希望这只是一个好像一个理论而已。
I do not hope that this just become a theory.
因为如果你要与耶稣同行
，if you want to walk with Jesus,
你需要有他的话语来充满。
You need to be filled with God's word.
其实如果你从来没有读过圣经一遍的话
In fact, you have not read through the Bible once.
让2024年成为你第一次读完圣经一遍的一年吧。
May 2024 be the year that you're going to read through the whole Bible.
对于一个念书速度很慢的我口中讲出这种话。
And for me who are slow reader.
这个是很大的决心。
So this is a great determination.
如果你是曾经读过圣经一遍
maybe you have read through the Bible once
好不好让2024年成为你再一次读完神这个圣经一遍的一年吧
May 2024 be another year that you're going to read through the entire Bible
因为神话语的根基真的很宝贵
Because the word of God being a foundation is so important
我想不但是读圣经一遍
Not only just read through the Bible one
time 我们也来参加一些这个装备课程吧
Also join some equipping classes
如果你没有计划
If you don't have a plan,
那你就是在计划失败了
so you plan to fail.
好吧明年有很多很棒的装备课程
so next year we're going to have a wonderful equipping classes.
而且有我们教会领袖学院非常棒的师资阵容
also we have many good teachers in our pastoral leadership institute.
我相信我们的 youth 也有很棒的这个装备课程
I believe that the youth also have a wonderful equipping classes.
我们就来参加吧
so let's come and join.
心动不如行动啊
and just move in your hearts better than moving in action.
让我们明年2024年真的成为一个有根有基的一年。
And so the year 2024 be a year with good foundation.
与耶稣同行，除了要来专心读神的话
，And besides reading God's word be our foundation to walk with Jesus，
就是要顺服神的带领。
You need to obey God's leading.
换句话说，要仔细聆听神的声音。
In other words, we need to listen to the voice of God carefully.
我一位朋友，他今年有机会去。念哈佛的甘乃迪学院。
I have a friend who has the opportunity to study in Kennedy School in Harvard.
甘乃迪学院是世界各地的未来的国家的领袖所去这个深造的储备的一个学校。
So Kennedy School has attracted many future presidents and future leaders from all over the world to study there.
我朋友跟我说哈。
My friend told me this.
所有的教授在上课的时候。
And all the professors during the class.
他真的相信。在座的人未来就是有总统和总理。
So he truly believed that those who are his students are future presidents and prime ministers.
所以当他讲话的时候，他就是在和未来的国家领袖在说话。
So when he speaks or teaches, he talks to the future leaders of the world.
这些学生也非常认真的听。
And all these students listen very attentively.
因为这些教授真的教出了很多历史历代的这个。世界领袖
And because this professor has really has been teaching many future leaders from all over the world.
所以我相信在上这样的课程
As you attend those classes,
他们不会边滑手机边听。
Or they will not just listen to the professor at the same time playing with their cell phone.
一方面我想因为学费很贵。
Besides the tuition is very high.
另一方面因为这真的是要专心聆听的教授。
Because they want to listen carefully, attentively to the professor.
弟兄姐妹我们在聆听神的声音的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we listen to the voice of God,
我们是否也这样子专注呢
Are we just paying attention like them?
也许我们不见得有机会去 甘乃迪学院上课。
Maybe we don't have opportunity to attend school in Kennedy.
但是我们都被邀请进了万王之王的学院在上课。
So we are attending a class in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
而且这学费都已经被耶稣基督已经先付清了。
And Jesus Christ has paid all the tuition for you.
但是今天关键是你是用什么样的态度来面对这样的信仰。
But the key is what kind of attitude you are facing your own belief.
你是边滑手机边在跟随神呢？
Are you following the Lord at the same time you are playing with the cell phone?
还是你是专注的来跟随神的带领？
Are you focusing on His leading?
哦，但愿我们在这个新的一年，
I hope that in the new year,
我们能够来专心读神的话语，
that we will read the word of God carefully,
也能够专注顺服神的带领，
also focus on the leading of God.
Amen.
Amen.
好，这个通常大家阿们完之后可能就会把这一段就忘掉了。
Usually after Amen, you forgot about what I said before.
好吧，这个时候你真的来想一下我明年的根基要放在什么样的地方。
Just think for a moment where you're going to place your foundation for the new year.
我相信神在你生命中有美好的计划。
I believe that God has a wonderful plan for your life.
那除了与耶稣同行之外呢？
So besides walking with Jesus,
第二，我们要与弟兄姐妹一起走。
Second, we need to walk together with our brothers and sisters.
刚才以弗所书三章二十一节这边说，愿神在教会中得着荣耀。
And just how in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 21 tells us that may God receive glory in the church.
什么是教会？
So what is the church?
教会在希腊原文就是 ecclesia 这个字。
In Greek, the word ecclesia
指的就是被选召分别出来的一群人。
Meaning a group of people who have been called and been called out.
也就是聚集和会众这样的一个概念。
And gather together, congregate together.
这是为什么耶稣说，无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在他们中间。
That's why Jesus said, when two or three gather together in my name, I will be in their midst.
所以教会不只是一个美丽的建筑。
And church is not just a beautiful building.
教会不只是很丰富的聚会的节目。
The church is not just have a good program.
教会最重要的是一群奉主名的人聚集的地方。
Most importantly, the church is a group of people who are called out to meet together.
所以当我们今天聚集在这里，
So today when we gather together,
神的同在就在我们当中。
God's presence is with us.
但是我们常会觉得有人在就比较麻烦啊。
Often we feel that when there are people, there are problems.
所以我宁愿一个人在家上网看聚会就好了。
I'd rather stay at home and looking at the TV.
而且我还可以去找一些很多很丰富的资源。
Also, I can find other resources.
是的，我赞成。
Agree.
有人的地方的确比较不容易。
When you have people, you have really difficulties.
但是这的确是神的心意。
But this is God's will for us.
要透过教会来彰显他的荣耀。
That through the church, He's going to manifest His glory.
同时，当我们一起走的时候，也真的可以走的。更远。
As we go together, walk together, we can walk farther.
所以鼓励我们真的在2024年有一个敞开的态度。
So let us have an open attitude in the year 2024.
来与弟兄姐妹一起向前走。
So that we can walk together with our brother and sister and walking forward.
那怎么样能够与弟兄姐妹一起走呢？
So how can we walk together with our brother and sisters?
我们生命当中需要有属灵的保罗和提摩太。
In our life, we need to have a spiritual Paul and spiritual Timothy.
保罗是提摩太的属灵的父亲。
Apostle Paul is Timothy's spiritual father.
圣经说保罗常常想到提摩太。
And Bible tells us Paul often think of Timothy.
甚至为他流泪祷告。
Even pray with tears for Timothy.
而提摩太也是认定保罗为他的属灵的父亲呢。
And also Timothy acknowledged Paul as his spiritual father.
他有一颗受教的心。
He has a teachable heart.
愿意跟随保罗的带领。
Willing to follow Paul's leading.
哇、wow, 弟兄姐妹，请问你在生命当中有没有属灵的父亲母亲呢？
哇、wow, brother and sister, do you have spiritual father and mother in your life?
如果有的话，那真的是很蒙福的一件事情。
So if you have one, really you are blessed.
因为上帝会透过属灵的父母亲成为你的保护、你的遮盖，甚至引领。
So through your spiritual father, God's going to protect you, also going to guide you.
我记得我在14岁的时候
I remember when I was 14 years old.
那个时候我就是在正值青春期叛逆期。
So I was in a rebellious age.
我觉得那个时候我其实是蛮爱上帝的。
I feel that I really love God.
我也很认真对待我的生活。
Also, I take my life seriously.
除了学业以外。
And beside my studies.
但是有一个很大的问题。
But I have a big problem.
就是我看所有人都很不顺眼。
But I don't like people generally.
我对每个人都很有意见。
I have opinion on many people.
怎么看都觉得、啊、这个人是个双面人。
No matter how you look at them, this person like a hypocrite.
那个人、太骄傲。
That person is too pride, too proudful.
以至于我到了这个青少年团契的时候，我就真的觉得很作呕。
So when I come to the youth group, I really don't feel like being there.
哦，到个地步，我决定我再也不要去教会了。
I decided I will not go to church anymore.
所以在那段时间，我做了人生两次翘教会的举动。
So in my life, I have really skipped church for 2 weeks.
我决定我不要再去教会了。
I decided I'm not going to church.
因为离教会的人太让我失望了。
Because the church people really disappoint me.
哎，没有想到在两周后的主日。
And never thought that after 2 Sundays that I skipped.
当我姐姐从教会回来的时候。
My sister came back from church.
她给我一张卡片。
And she gave me a card.
哎，结果一打开这个卡片是我这个少年团契的辅导写给我的。
And as I opened the card, it was written by my youth counselor.
是一个教会的大姐姐写给我的。
And it's a big sister from the church.
哇，我一直到现在还非常清楚她这个卡片的内容。
So I still remember the content of this card.
她说：“亲爱的雅晨，你好吗
？”I said, "Dear James, how are you?"
两个礼拜没有看到你了，乱想你的。
So I haven't seen you for 2 weeks. I'm really thinking of you madly.
这个很高招哈。
Yeah, it's.
哎，结果他下面就写。
Then he said, she said,
没有人是完美的。
Then no one is perfect.
尽量看别人的优点，不要看别人的缺点。
Try to look at people's strength instead of their weakness.
爱你的毛姐。
And the one who loves you, 毛 sister.
Yes. 你知道吗？他这个卡片改变了我的一生。
Do you know that her card has really changed my life?
也让我的人生的叛逆期。只有两个礼拜。
Then my life rebellious years only lasted for 2 weeks.
这真的是太宝贵了。
That is so precious.
我决定第三个礼拜我再次回到教会。
I decided to go back to the church on the 3rd week.
我要选择尽量看别人的优点。
So I choose to look at people's strength.
不要看别人的缺点。
Don't look at people's weakness.
哇，这个教导太宝贵了。
So this teaching is so important.
一直到今天我都还在用啊。
In that, even until today, I'm still looking for your strength.
现在最多是自我检讨，大家都是可爱的哈。
Yeah. But now I had to self-examine myself, and everybody is lovely.
所以弟兄姐妹，在你生命当中，如果有属灵的父母亲，真要感谢神。
In your life, if you have spiritual father or mothers, you really need to thank God.
如果你觉得、哦、我好像没有属灵父母亲
，If you don't have spiritual father or mother,
向神来祷告
，Pray to God.
神乐意赐给你属灵。
God is willing to give you spiritual father or mother.
也许在我们当中有小组长。
Maybe you have cell leaders,
有区牧
zone pastors,
或是我们青少年的辅导们
or our counselor for our youth group,
或是我们教会的牧者同工们
our pastors, our co-workers,
或是在你生命中有一些就是属灵的长辈
or maybe they are spiritual elder,
你知道他是你生命中的属灵长辈
you know that they are your spiritual elder,
为着他们来拍拍手感谢神吧
thank God for them and applaud for them.
我今天真的非常受宠若惊哦。
Today I feel that I truly love and surprise.
因为既然我的属灵父亲在为我翻译哦。
That I have a spiritual father now interpreting for me.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我在想说会不会他翻到一半说，我就讲我自己的好了。
No. You did a good job.
Thank you. 除了要有属灵的父亲之外
Besides you have spiritual father
你是否也愿意承担这样一个去关心照顾别人的责任呢
Are you willing to take on the responsibility to care for other people
你是否也愿意向神祷告说神啊让我生命中也有属灵的提摩太呢
Are you willing to pray to God say Lord help me to have maybe spiritual Timothy in my life
哇你可能想说我没有资格了
Maybe say that I'm not qualified
我才刚信主啊
I just became a Christian
我才刚来教会啊
I just came to church
我圣经都还没读完一遍呢、啊、
I've not read through the Bible once
让我跟你分享一个故事
Let me tell you a story
其实重点不是你有没有资格
The point is whether you are qualified or not
重点是你有没有一颗愿意的心
Whether you have a willing heart
我记得我在大二的时候
Do you remember when I second year in college?
那时候我非常想要成为全职的传道人
At that time I wanted to be a full-time pastor
可是那时候神的呼召还没有临到
Then God has not called me to be full-time
我就记得有一天晚上我去 Burger King 买汉堡
One evening I went to Burger King to buy a hamburger
那天晚上还是买一送一 Whopper 买一送一
So then I Whopper buy one get one free
所以我那时候就 赶快买一送一。
So I just buy one and get one free.
当我走出来的时候，我看到门口有两位流浪汉。
As I walk out the door, I saw two homeless people.
哎，我心中就有一点感动。
I have this moving in my heart.
就是想要和他们分享其中一个汉堡。
I want to share one of the hamburger with them.
然后去跟他们有些关怀。
And then maybe to care for them.
哎，结果竟然就聊起来了。
Then we started the conversation.
当我把这个汉堡给其中一位这个流浪汉的时候，他就说：“哇，年轻人，你的未来的梦想是什么？”
So when I gave one of the hamburger to one of the homeless people, and he asked me, he said, "What, young man, what is your dream for your future?"
哇，我就跟他说，我其实我的梦想是成为一位牧师。
So in fact, my dream is to become a pastor.
但是我还没有神的呼召，所以我还不是牧师。
So I have not received calling from God, so I'm not a pastor now.
啊，没有想到这位流浪汉竟然很有哲理。
And then we found that this homeless people is very philosophical.
他说，牧师不只是一个这个工作。
So pastor is not just a work.
是一个生命的流露。
So it's a life flowing out of you.
所以其实你已经是一个牧师了。
So、actually, you are already a pastor.
哇，我听了超感动。
Wow, I was deeply touched.
然后他接下来又说。
And then he continued to say.
其实我就是这些流浪汉的牧师。
So I am the pastor of all these homeless people.
哇，真厉害。
Wow, it's really so great.
就旁边的流浪汉对着他说，对着我说，不要听他乱扯。
And the other homeless people next to him say, "Don't listen to what he say." He say,
我说哇，你真的了解做牧师的辛苦哈。
I really understand how hard it to become a pastor.
你的羊群都不 appreciate 你。
even your sheep doesn't appreciate you.
哇，我那天很开心。
That day I was so happy.
我连第二个汉堡都给他了。
So I gave him my second hamburger.
所以我觉得那一天起，上帝就透过这位流浪汉告诉我。我可以成为别人的牧师。
So from that day onwards, I think through these homeless people, God has God told me that I can be other people's pastor.
Yeah, 虽然我不是有头衔的牧师
，although I may not have the title of a pastor,
但是我可以去关心和牧养别人。
But I can go and care and shepherd people.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你是否有一颗愿意的心呢
？So dear brothers and sisters, do you have a willing heart?
哦，如果你愿意
，if you are willing,
哦，就将你的生命献给神
，and offer your life to God,
你也能够成为。别人的属灵父母亲
you can become other people's spiritual father or mother、
哦、让我告诉你生命当中没有比能够祝福别人看别人成长更满足的事情
no other satisfaction can compare with how your life can be a blessing to other people
所以当我们教会充满了属灵的父母亲和属灵的儿女的时候这就是一个被爱所充满的教会。
So when our church filled with spiritual parents and spiritual children, then this church is a church that filled with God's love.
而神的荣耀就要彰显出来。
And then God's glory is going to manifest in here.
Amen.
Amen.
而第三，我们要与世世代代一起走。
And third, we need to walk together with our generation.
刚才以弗所书三章二十一节这边说，但愿神的教会。得着荣耀直到世世代代永永远远
And the glory to church and also to all generations forever and ever
所以我们要与耶稣一起走
Therefore we need to walk with Jesus
我们与弟兄姐妹一起走
We need to walk with brothers and sisters
并且世世代代一起走
And we need to walk with generations
世世代代是有两个意思
Actually generations have two meanings
第一就是这一代的人
FirstThis generation, the people belong to this generation.
这一个时代的人
And people who believe, who belong to this generation,
能够经历神的荣耀
to experience God's glory.
今年我非常的感恩，在我们教会九月底举办了一个 Assemble Conference.
Really, thank God this year we have this conference called Assemble Conference.
就是北美二十几间教会的中文华语青年聚集在一起，来为这个世代的华语青年求复兴。
And more than 20 other churches from North America, Mandarin speaking young leaders meet together for gathering.
而当我们聚集在一起的时候，神复兴的火真的就降临在我们
当中。So when we gather together, God's fire of revival really come upon us.
哦，许多的年轻人异口同声地说，当我们聚集在一起的时候，冷淡已久的心再一次火热起来。
So many young leaders, some of them said their cold heart was once again set on fire through this conference.
哦，我们真期待北美华语青年要被神大大的复兴。
So we expect our North American Mandarin speaking Chinese young leader going to be have revival.
但是不只是这一代的人。
Not just this generation.
你的那一代。你是否渴望也被神复兴了
？Your own generation, are you expecting God to bring revival?
没有人能够取代你。
No one can replace you.
来为你的世代来呼求。
And cry out for your own generation.
哦，你千万不要说与我无关。
Don't say that nothing to do with me.
难道神不乐意复兴每一个世代吗？
And God really willing to revive every generation.
哦，如果你相信，你大声说阿门。
If you believe that, say Amen.
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 我们看到教会有个神采五五。
We see that there are 55 plus in our church.
哇，神也大大的使用。
God also used them.
记得听说他们上次去一个国家公园的活动。
One time they went to this national park, a state park.
把整个公园都塞爆了。
Oh, they occupied the whole state park.
让我很荣幸在三周前有机会去姐妹牧区的联合聚会。
And 2 weeks ago, I able to join one of the combined sister fellowship.
哇，我才发现我们教会火力最旺的牧区就是姐妹牧区。
And I discovered that the fire have the most, you know, the group that has the most fire is our sister zone.
哇，他们那个爱主的心和福音的火，真让我都被激励起来。
And their love for Jesus and their love for God, it really once again encouraged my heart.
那我也常常听到，在我们教会的金色年华，他们的聚会也是非常的丰富。
And our Golden Age Ministry, they have a wonderful meeting as well.
我真盼望。
I really hope.
我们的教会
Our church,
每一个世代
Every generation,
在2024年
In the year 2024,
都要被神大大的得着大大的复兴
And God's going to revive every generation.
而且不只是我们教会
Not just our church.
我们真期望
We really hope.
属于你的那个世代
And that generation that belongs to you,
也要经历到神极大的复兴
They're going to experience great revival of God.
那这世世代代的另外一个意思
And this is generations another meaning
就是神在全地的肢体
And the body of Christ in all the earth
各个年代
In every ages
各个种族
And different races
甚至各行各业
Even different professions
一起向前走
And together move forward
其实所谓的教会
Actually church
是从初代教会到如今都是同一个教会
From early church until now we belong to one church
意思就是说使徒彼得保罗他们的教会和今天我们都是同样一个耶稣基督的身体
Meaning to say the church belongs to Apostle Paul and Peter and also our church today all together one church
而且不只是时间的这样的一个轴哈，世界各地也都是同样神的肢体
Not only the timeline but also the body of Christ all over the world belong to one body of Christ
当神的肢体一起合作的时候神的荣耀是何等的
When the body of Christ can work together, then we see great glory of God will be manifested.
事实上，今年我觉得我们教会有几个我非常感恩的 highlight.
And there are some highlights that I want to give thanks to God.
这是我自己的一些 observation, 一些观察。
I did my own observations.
第一个就是我看到我们教会的青少年在儿童部的服事。
And also see our young people serving in our children ministry.
我听到非常感动。
I really deeply moved.
哇，你看，虽然都是年轻人啊
，although they are all young people，
但也是跨世代、跨时代的合作。
But kind of cross generations and to serve。
我也看到青少年的家长一起全心参与青少年的事工。
Also see youth parents how they join together in serving the youth。
我们看到现在我们教会的青少年的事工非常的兴旺，想到就非常感恩。
Now we see a wonderful ministry in our youth, and because of the cooperation with the parents as well。
另外我们看到我们教会的基金会
and our foundations
更是有全教会一起来参与
and the whole church also joined together
特别想到在感恩节的时候 New Wave 跟基金会一起服侍了社区超过一千多个家庭
and during Thanksgiving our New Wave joined together with foundation has served more than 1,000 people from the community
所以我们看到合作的力量真的是很大
so we can see the power of cooperation is really great
那在这边跟大家分享一个非常奇妙的见证。
I want to share with you one very amazing testimony.
那我讲这个是上帝送给我们教会的一个圣诞礼物哈。
I think this is a Christmas gift from God to our church.
我们都知道自从2000年开始刘牧师和宣教部就在非洲有许多的职堂和宣教的工作。
Pastor Tom and our church started our work in Africa in the year 2000.
而从2008年开始在多哥也成立了儿童之家并且有送爱到非洲的这样一些活动
So from year 2008 we have this children home in Africa as well as Love to Africa
从2014年开始我们的非洲职训学校 X 也成立了当地的学校 后来也成立了医疗诊所。
Also, year 2014, we started school of acts in Africa as well as a clinic there.
那现在也开始在各个村庄有健康小站。
Now we have this health center in different villages.
看到我们在北美的华人教会，和非洲的同工一起的合作。
So we see how cooperation between the African churches and also people from North America.
事实上，如果你去过非洲够多次，你就会发现令人很难过的一个事实。
If you've been to Africa many times, there's one sad news.
特别是在村庄
，such happen in the villages.
许多的女性，她们一辈子会大概有八九次的生产。
And most of the women, they have seven or eight, they will give birth to seven or eight times.
但是能够存活的孩子大概只有三四个。
Out of seven or eight children that they give birth to, only about three or four survive.
这个孩子的夭折率非常高。
The casualty is very high.
你可以想象是对一个母亲和家庭来说都是非常大的一个创伤啊。
You know, this is a great hurt for the family and for the mother as well.
我们尽量做我们所能做的。
So we try very hard to do what we can do.
但是我们只能最多的还是和他们一起同心的为这块土地祝福祷告。
But together we can only pray for the land that they are in.
那感谢神，今年年初的时候，我们基金会的主席 Sam 弟兄他做了一件事情。
And praise the Lord, early this year, and the foundation president Sam did this.
他听说有一个基督教机构叫做维他命天使补助金 Vitamin Angel Grant.
And he heard about this organization called Vitamin Angel Grant.
那就是这个机构他们是 能够提供维他命给世界有需要的地方。
And this organization can provide vitamin to those needy people around the world.
特别是给孕妇以及四岁以下孩童有这个 prenatal and children vitamins.
Especially for those expected mothers as well as prenatal care and for young children.
但是这需要非常高规格的一些审核。
But they have this very tough evaluation before they can give up.
那我们的圣弟兄就把宣教部基金会以及 X 在非洲的工作整理出来，然后一起提交给 Vitamin Angel Grant.
So Sam put together our church work and the missions and African ministry as well as the foundation together to this Vitamin Angel Grant.
没有想到就在圣诞节的前几天我们收到了结果。
And a few days before Christmas, we received the result.
我们通过了审核 ，Vitamin Angel Grant 愿意和我们合作。
So we passed through the evaluation, so they're going to cooperate together with us.
真是感谢神。
Really thank God.
我们将得到定期的支援。
So now we have these resources from time to time.
能够拿到这个 prenatal 的维他命。
So we're going to have prenatal vitamins.
能够帮助900位孕妇。
And can help 900 pregnant women.
并且拿到儿童维他命
can also receive children of vitamins
能够帮助到4000位孩童
and can help 4000 children
哇、wow, 感谢赞美主
so really thank and praise the Lord
这代表神的爱他的医治以及他的福音能够确实的触摸到900位母亲
This is showing that God's peace and God's love and God's healing can come upon these 900 expected mothers.
并且有4000位孩童能够在神的祝福下健康的成长。
And then 4000 children with God's blessing, they can grow up healthily.
我想这只是个开始。
I believe that this is just a beginning.
If we do a good job, 我们可以继续在更多的地方来推广。
我们做得更好的话 we're going to move to other areas as well.
其实最宝贵的是
But what is most precious,
想象一下
Just imagine for a moment
想象一下
Just imagine for a moment
透过这样的一个合作
And through this cooperation
生命和北美的弟兄姐妹和非洲的弟兄姐妹的合作
Real of life North American brothers and sisters and also African brothers and sisters
和这些有心祝福世界的这些机构的合作
Also through those who are willing to bless other people organizations together we can work with them
能够将福音继续推进到一些从来没有机会听闻福音的地方。
The gospel can reach to the place where the gospel has not been preached.
让神的爱
，so that God's love，
让神的荣耀
，that God's glory，
能够在各地被高举。
That it will be lifted up in different places.
让更多的人能够来认识神。
So that more people can come to know Jesus.
愿神帮助我，能够将荣耀归给我们的神。
So let's give glory to the Lord.
不过说实在话
，to be To say honestly,
虽然我是说是宣教部啊，基金会啊
，although it's a mission department or foundations,
其实 真正参与的
，in fact, people truly involved,
就是生命河的弟兄姐妹
，is brother and sister from River of Life。
我觉得这是一个神大大使用的教会。
I believe this is a church greatly used by God。
为着你自己来拍手赞美神
吧，哈利路亚。
在我们即将进入2024年的这个时刻
，It's about to enter into year 2024.
无论你现在是什么样的年纪
，No matter what age are you.
无论你来生命河多久
，No matter how long you've been to this church.
无论你觉得你生命的价值有多少
，No matter how much value you place upon yourself.
我今天要奉主的名祝福你
，In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to bless you.
在2024年
，In the year 2024,
与主同行
，Walk with Jesus.
在2024年
，Year 2024.
与弟兄姐妹同行。
What with brother and sister?
与二零好了，我马上讲完。OK。2024年
，In year 2024，
我们要与世世代代的信徒一起向前行。
We're going to walk with believers from all generations，
直到神得着最大的荣耀。
So that God may receive the greatest glory。
你们拍手赞美我们的神，哈利路亚。
Lord， 哈利路亚。
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray。
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, I want to give you thanks and praise。
你何等的爱我们。
You love us so much.
因为你创造我们
Because you created us.
奇妙可畏
Fearfully and wonderfully made.
不但如此
Not only so.
你乐意和我们同工
You're willing to co-labor with us.
来彰显神的荣美
To manifest your beauty.
我们为这2023年来感谢你
I want to thank God for year 2023.
不论是我们怎么度过的这一年
No matter how we have passed through this year.
你让我们看见其实你一直都在我们身边。
You allow us to see that you are always with us by our side.
若有疲惫的
，those who are weary，
你来替我们承担。
Now you will bear with us.
若有伤痛的
，those who have pain，
愿你来安慰。
May you comfort us.
让我们在这个新的一年
，so that in the new year，
我们可以与你同行。
That we can walk with you.
喜乐的同行
，joyfully walking with you.
充满盼望的同行
，filled with hope.
感谢奉耶稣的名求
We pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen
我们从起立来唱
We all stand and sing this song
The splendor of the King Clothed in majesty Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God.Sing with me how great is our God All will see how great is our God Let's sing verse 2, 第二节真伟大，歌颂你神。
above.
Your name above all names.
You are worthy.
Worthy of all praise.
Hallelujah.
And my heart will sing how great is our God.
Once again, your name is above all names.
We have a great and mighty God.
不论我们的生命如何,
no matter how is our life,
不论我们的处境如何,
no matter how is our situation,
我们的神仍然坐在宝座上掌王权。
Our God is still seated on the throne. He is in charge.
他那荣美的计划仍然在持续着。
His glorious plan is still continuing.
他也正在发出邀请。
He's still calling out to you.
不论你是从哪里来,
no matter where you come from,
不论你现在是什么样的生命的季节,
no matter where is the season of your life,
你要看见,
you will need to see,
他正在发出邀请。
He's calling you.
来吧
，Come，
与我同行
，Walk with me。
来吧
，Come，
与教会同行
，Walk with the church。
来吧
，Come，
与世代的神的百姓同行
，Walk with God's people in all generations。
一起来彰显神的荣耀
，Together manifest God's glory。
让这个需要盼望的世界要看见神的荣耀
，So that this needing world will see the glory of God。
而神在你的生命当中
，God in your life，
他也要完成他荣美的计划
，He's going to accomplish His wonderful and glorious purpose。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
如果在我们当中
，If among us，
你觉得你这一年真的是不容易
？You feel that this year was very hard for you。
或是你觉得你在你的信仰的道路上很疲惫
？So in your faith journey, you feel that we are weary。
甚至或是有一些失望，或是有一些不解
？Maybe some disappointment, some things don't understand。
我们还仍然选择凭信心。定睛在神的身上。
But you choose to focus our eyes on God Himself.
因为虽然现在可能看不到解答
，although now may not see your answer，
但是我们的神
，But God，
永远到永远的神
，from ever to ever, forever and ever，
他的计划肯定是荣耀
，that His plan is glorious。
而这个荣耀
，and this glory，
就是你现在所在的时间的一个结局。
And now this is a continuation of where you are。
好吧，这个时候我们就为这2023年，我们就选择来感谢、来赞美。
So let's choose to give thanks and praise the Lord for year 2023.
神的美意，神仍然心，他的计划仍然是美好的。
And God's plan is always good.
我们一起拍手，我们就来赞美，我们开口来赞美他，
Lord, 开口赞美他。Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 我们也来为2024年来祷告。
So let's pray for 2024.
我们要来宣告。
We need to proclaim.
这是一个与耶稣同行的一年。
Year that walk with Jesus.
你是否愿意看见？
Are you willing to see?
你的生命
that your life
是与耶稣同行的
and to walk together with Jesus.
你的家庭
that your family
是有耶稣同行的
and Jesus walk with you.
在你的学业、你的事业上
in your study, in your career
有耶稣与你同行
that Jesus will walk with you.
为你的2024年来祷告吧
pray for your 2024.
主啊，这是个与你同行的一年
Lord, this is a year that going to walk with you.
就请开口来祝福祷告
Let's pray and bless.
Hallelujah. 主啊，为这2024年来祷告，成为神与你同行的一年。我们也一起来为你的世代来祷告。
Pray for your own generation.
你是否愿意来为你的世代来不住的祷告
？Pray continually for your generation.
要看见你的世代仍然能够经历神的复兴。
That your generation will experience God's revival.
不论是哪一个 generation,
no matter which generation you belong to,
都是神。
好的计划。
You are God's precious one, and God has wonderful plan for you.
我们就来为你的时代，你的这个 generation 来祝福祷告。
So let's pray and bless your own generation.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. 主为每一个十年代来祷告，每一个 generation 来祷告，为每一个 generation 来祷告。最后也来为美国来祷告。
Finally, we need to pray for America.
我们真正来祝福，让美国也要经历神的复兴。
America will experience God's revival.
当神的百姓能够来联合、连结在一起的时候
，God's people can unite together.
一起来祷告、呼求的时候
，pray and cry out to God.
在爱中来行走的时候
，we walk in love.
我们期待神仍然能够在美国降下极大的复兴。
We expect God can bring down revival into America.
事实上，神已经在工作。
And God is working in America.
我们来祷告，神要继续来工作。
Pray that God will continue to work in America.
好吧，我们一起开口来为美国。
So let's pray for America.
为美国来祷告，愿你的复兴降在我们当中。Hallelujah. 我们再来唱 How great is our God.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All will see how great is our God?
All will see,
and all will see how great.How great,
all will see,
all will see how great is our God.
Hallelujah, 主我们赞美你。
Hallelujah, we praise you.
何等荣耀伟大的神。
The glorious and the mighty God.
谢谢你让我们平安地度过了这一年。
Thank you for guiding us peacefully through 2023.
求你来赐下一个信心和盼望。
Give us faith and hope.
这新的一年。
In a new year.
是个新的开始。
It's a new beginning.
我们与你同行。
I want to walk with you.
要进入丰盛的应许之地。
Enter into abundant years.
这时候我要再发出一个邀请给我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
I have this invitation to you, brothers and sisters.
如果在我们当中有些朋友，你还没有机会做，接受过耶稣成为你生命的救主。
If there are friends among us who have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
今天是一个最合适的时间。
Today is the most appropriate time.
接受耶稣到你生命当中
to receive Jesus into your life
让你的2024年
so that your 2024
你不是一个人走
you are not walking alone
是与耶稣一起向前走
you are walking with Jesus moving forward
所以如果你愿意的话
if you are willing
我会做一个祷告
I'll do a prayer
你可以重复我的祷告
to repeat my prayer
这就成为接受耶稣的一个祷告
it's a prayer that receive Jesus
亲爱的耶稣
dear Jesus
我的救主
my Savior
我承认我是个罪人。
I confess I'm a sinner.
今天我欢迎你住进我的心中。
Today I welcome you to live in my life.
耶稣的宝血可以洗净我一切的罪。
The blood of Jesus can cleanse me from all my sins.
让我成为新造的人。
So that I can become a new creation.
我也愿意一生跟随你。
I'm willing to follow you all the rest of my life.
能够来活出神的荣耀。
To live out your glory.
今天
Today,
我就成为神的儿女。
I become God's children.
奉耶稣的名祷告
In Jesus' name I pray
Amen
Amen
感谢神如果你刚刚做了这个祷告
Did you do this prayer?
今天耶稣已经住进你的心中
Today Jesus live in your heart
你是成为神的儿女
That you become God's children
要来开始要来读圣经
Beginning to read your Bible
能够加入一个小组
And join a cell group
与耶稣一起走
To walk with Jesus
与弟兄姐妹一起走
Walk with brothers and sisters
最后让我们一起来领受祝福
So let's receive God's blessing
但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠
May the grace of our Lord Jesus
天父上帝的慈爱
The love of God
圣灵的感动与交通
Fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit
与我们每一位同在
Be with every one of us
从今直到 永永远远
Now and forevermore
Amen Hallelujah 赞美我们的神在我们离开的时候跟旁边人的说2024年让我们一起走
Tell our neighbor 2024 we're going to walk together
新年快乐神祝福大家
God bless you 2024年一起走